Hey guys, welcome. My name is Joy and thanks for tuning in to True Grit RN. I just want to apologize for not having updating in a while. I've been caring for my son. Today it's been 18 days since we've been steroid free. I believe 107 days since topical steroid was put on his skin. I'm sure you can tell that I just sound a little different. I've just gotten done crying. Or sobbing. Let's just say I've been sobbing. I sob almost every day. It's hard for me to control. It just kind of comes out of nowhere. Like a memory will come up in my head. A song. And it'll just remind me of how I took a lot of those easygoing days with my son for granted. Just leaving the house and going to the beach, the library. And how did I think those days were difficult when compared to what we're going through now is not... You know, Dr. Rappaport said we were gonna go through hell before we get better, and we are in hell. I mean, it's just, it's very difficult to watch him suffer in those intense moments when he is so itchy that no matter what we do, give anything to help him, it doesn't work. And it's part of the withdrawal process. Excuse me. And a lot of it happens at night when the histamines are high, the cortisol level drops. It's very intense and sometimes it lasts for 2 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes, but each time it's just so hard to endure as a mom, and I'm sure my husband as well, but for me it's just heartbreaking, and I think I find that I kind of go numb. Just so I can, like, handle the situation and think clearly for my son to do my best to care for him. But I think since I hold it in, that it's just starting to spill out randomly. We don't go anywhere because right now his face is very scabby with a little bit of ooze in between the scabs, and it's so very hot outside that he can't tolerate the heat on his skin. And today I finally got my car windows tinted as legally dark as possible. For that reason, if I do need to go somewhere with my son, that the sun won't be beaming on his face. So I've just been sobbing. And like now it's coming to the point where I need to go back to work. And I'm looking at our schedule and it's going to be like 24 hour days. Like the days I wake up to go to work. Once I get home, I have to be with my son that night. Because my husband will work the next day. We work opposite days. And I know I only work twice a week, but it's just like stressing me just a little. On top of that, I have to take statistics online, and I wanted to quit school so bad. This shit is so hard. And I know it's even harder for my son because he's the one going through it. But as a mom, it's just so difficult. And being a nurse, like, how could we have not known that topical steroids would have done this to him, how would we have known? We weren't even warned. We did everything the dermatologist said. Me and my husband are RNs. We applied it twice a day, whatever directions they gave us. And she couldn't handle it, so she put him on oral prednisone, and I went along with it because I trusted her. And now our lives are like turned upside down. We stay home. We don't go out. We make the best of it. God bless my husband. He's so awesome. He's just always like upbeat. And I'm just like so sad right now. How can we have not known? And how can we not have medical support? Just my one doctor in California and a nurse from New Zealand. And then another doctor in Japan that wrote a book. And I want to get it in Japan, but I don't know how to get it. So they said 1 to 2 years for healing. And I just can't wrap my mind around it. So I have to take it one day at a time. So if you know anyone that's going through eczema or atopic dermatitis, let them know that there is a condition called red skin syndrome or topical steroid addiction. To go at itsan.org and just to research it themselves. Try to find another way to treat the symptom. Because there's definitely 5 million other ways than applying a band-aid such as topical steroids on. I will try to update soon when my class is done. Next week is my 8th week, so I'm very grateful for that. I made it through. I have an A, so I don't know, by the grace of God. I hope to see you guys soon.